In this video, we'll talk about the second component of functional fitness, strength. Next on the list of components is the mighty force of strength. Strength is what most people tend to pay attention to, though it isn't the only thing that makes you a stronger person as a whole. Strength is the foundation you want to be sturdy and reliable in order for you to build over it. What is strength? Strength has been mentioned in the previous chapter quite a bit, but never properly defined. Strength, when it comes to fitness, is defined as exerting force against some kind of resistance. Everyone has their own level of strength, some greater and some lesser. In your daily life, if you pay close attention to all you do, you'll come to realize that there are many times when you apply strength. You'll also notice that not all strength is the same. There are different types of strength that you apply every day, those being 1. Maximum strength. This is the most amount of strength you can possibly exert in one go. Rolling your sleigh down the slide, you'll want to have used your maximum strength to get the best push down for more fun. It's all you can do in the moment, and if you have great strength levels, that's a lot of fun down the hillside. 2. Elastic strength. This one needs slightly more explanation. Think of an elastic band and how fast it reacts when you let it go. It reacts similar to a whiplash for a fast and extremely hard impact. When you have elastic strength, it means you're capable of reacting to resistance with a fast or elastic contraction. 3. Strength endurance. This is the ability to repeat an action over and over at the same consistency. Think of a baseball player mainly looking at the pitcher. Every time they throw the ball, they're expected to throw it at the same speed and force as the last time they did before. This is where you'll note their strength endurance. All these types of strength have their own focused exercises that help enhance your durability in these fields. Without these strengths, there'd be a lot you wouldn't be able to do. They can also be specialized in. So if you only work on your strength and endurance, you may not have optimum elastic strength. When it comes to all strength training, you focus on the muscles connected directly to your bones. These are the muscles that work directly with your movements and therefore have greater impact on how strong the outcome of your movement is. Strength training is often the first item on any workout list, since it's the foundation of all physical ability. When you have a sturdy enough base, you can move on to other focal exercises that center other objectives to be dealt with. If strength training isn't what you primarily targeted, then you may encounter issues with other workouts that turn out to be specialized in focusing on other functional aspects. Strength in your daily life. You don't have to go to the gym to be strong. Strength applies to all aspects of our life. You can be emotionally strong, mentally strong, socially strong, and more. In this case, you're concentrating on your physical strength. Physical strength is used in every move you make. When you walk, run, jump, heave, and shove, you're using your strength to do so. When heaving large boxes, you'll be using your maximum strength when picking one up. After that, it's maintenance of your strength level to carry the box to where it needs to be. If you do this action over and over again, you'll be using your strength endurance to withstand the constant strain created by the additional weights. If, for instance, the box slips from your hands while you're walking, you use your elastic strength to stabilize your grip. As soon as your box starts slipping, your reaction timing and elastic strength would work together to make sure you don't completely drop the box. All of your strengths work together every day to make sure you're always ready to take the load of the day. Another thing to note is that not all strength is trained with weights, but mainly resistance. Making the break between your exercises and repeating actions intensely are great ways to enhance your performance. Core workouts and complex sessions with greater variety all cover the muscles you need to bulk when working out. Strength workouts should never be intense when you're starting out. They should be easy, low-level workouts with minimal variety. Your body needs to accustom to the new impact the workout is going to leave on you. You might have to take a break for the next 1 or 2 days if you're starting anew. Strength moves. Strength exercise should always target your entire body. Since strength has to be your foundation for all your physical activities, it's better if you get all the body parts pumped and ready for action in one go. Most exercise moves that emphasize strength will recommend the use of weights. So when it comes to creating a heavily strength exercise routine, weights, resistant bands, and yoga balls are your keys to finding the right way to truly test your limits. 1. Single leg bridge. In this move, you'll be coordinating your leg and core for dual coverage. Lying face up, lift your leg until it's at 45 degrees into the air. Then lift your stomach a little to raise your leg higher. This move should be done as a pump so that there's more burn with each repetition. This move helps coordinate the core with the legs, resisting strain and pressure. You can implement this move with a crunch or with leg weights to make it more intense. 2. Split squat. With this squat, you make it harder for yourself, creating more strain and resistance. For this move, you're not going to need weights, but a chair. Placing the chair behind you, place your foot on it so that one leg is bent and the other is straight. Then step forward and squat with the leg not on the chair. Do this with the other leg, swapping them to and fro until you feel the intense burn. This means the workout is working and you're developing better leg strength. 3. Glute bridge. With this move, what you'll be doing is lying down on your back and lifting your glute only in a pump movement. This will strengthen your core as a whole for whenever you're going to bend or stretch your stomach. You can place weights in your hands while lifting your stomach, lifting the weights to increase both your arm and core strength. 4. Bent knee calf raise. For this workout, you're going to need a box to step over. Stand straight on your box, arms straight down and legs spread shoulder width apart. Have a weight in each hand while they hang. Lift one of your legs up and bend slightly down on the one still on the box. Do this on each leg, one after the other, for greater effect.